Driving lane from one local road may save lives. I'm Michelle Morello.
A Maryland county gives small businesses incentives to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
Reframing what it means to be masculine when it comes to mental health. I'm Christy King.
12 midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Tropical weather is being blamed for a horrific crash in Alabama. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports 10 people died, including 9 girls.
10 people were killed when multiple vehicles collided on Interstate 65 in Butler County. Sheriff Danny Bond.
It had been raining off and on, you know, due to tropical storm Claudette.
He says 18 vehicles were involved in the wreck. 8 who died were children on a bus from a youth ranch for neglected or abused school-age girls.
It was a horrific crash site. It's one I hope I never have to relive.
A 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter who were in another vehicle were also killed. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Health officials are pushing to get 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th, while keeping a close eye on a new COVID strain. CBS's Mola Lange reports.
With the dangerous Delta variant on the rise, experts say getting the shot is more important than ever. The variant, now identified in more than 40 states, is believed to be more transmissible and could soon become America's dominant COVID threat. President Biden is set to travel to Raleigh, North Carolina this week to encourage more people to roll up their sleeves. Mola Lange, CBS News, New York.
Israel's new prime minister is calling on the U.S. and its allies to wake up to the threat of Iran as leaders work to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Diplomats say they are making progress after the U.S. abandoned the agreement under President Trump. A man suspected of killing his father and 2 others at a casino and marijuana dispensary in Oregon has turned himself into police in Wisconsin. Coos County D.A. R. Paul Frazier.
He is charged with 6 counts of murder in first degree. I want to emphasize that we're not saying that he killed 6 people.
The Senate is set for a key vote Tuesday on voting laws, but CBS's Christina Ruffini reports clashes between Democrats and Republicans could get ugly.
Republicans call the bill a power grab.
It's a federal takeover of our election system.
I've taken a look at all these new state laws. None of them are designed to suppress the vote.
The legislation does not have the 60 votes it needs to pass the Senate. In an effort to sway some of his Republican colleagues, Senate Democrat Joe Manchin is proposing a compromise, which includes doing away with things like same-day voting registration, but allowing voter ID requirements. So far, the GOP response has been mostly the same.
Some New England hospitals are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of blood shortages during the pandemic. Hospitals say they haven't seen anything like this in decades. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 12:03, Monday, June 21st, 2020. 78 degrees, going up to 93. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. More details are emerging from a triple murder in Herndon, Virginia, Saturday morning. Neighbors say the victims were a mother and her 2 young girls.
The tragedy at an apartment building on Florida Avenue in Herndon struck close to home for neighbors who tell our news partner NBC4 that the girls were just 6 and 10 years old. The oldest was getting ready to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. A couple said they knew the victims and struggled with how to tell their children.
How can you explain to the little one what happened? And, you know, for the family, or I don't know who probably was, you know, but it's really bad.
Police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected and that the man had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected the Washington football team's application to trademark its name.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCauley, family who owns the Washington Football Club and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Bicyclists in Montgomery County are hoping a new look on a local road is here to stay.
You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
The first time anywhere in the state of Maryland, a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The district's Department of Transportation is proposing changes to the popular circulator service. And officials have decided to extend the public comment period on those changes to ensure that we hear from as many people as possible.
You'll now have until Friday, June 25th to make your feelings known about the proposals, which include a new Ward 7 route. It would serve the Deanwood, Benning Road, Stadium Armory, and Union Station Metro Rail stations. Officials say the route would be available to thousands of residents. It would also provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7. DDOT is also proposing an extension of the DuPont Circle Roslyn route to U Street Northwest. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
There are new details on a crash that stopped traffic on westbound US 50 for 2 hours Saturday night. Annapolis police say one of the drivers was wanted in connection with a murder. On Saturday afternoon, officers found 39-year-old Erica Benora beaten and dead inside of an apartment during a welfare check. Her car was also missing. Later that day, police found Benora's car being driven by the suspect, who led them on a miles-long chase from Anne Arundel into Prince George's County. The person of interest then crashed the car into the back of a tractor trailer at around 7 p.m. on U.S. 50 westbound before Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police say the suspect is now recovering in the hospital and will be questioned. It's 12:07.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I've been thinking.
What have you been thinking about?
I decided I should declutter more often because it's an important part of a balanced and healthy life.
Have you ever noticed that 1-800-GOT-JUNK has a question mark at the end of it?
Yes, I have noticed that.
We make junk disappear.
All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Can you come right now?
We're on our way.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
To sell your home, connect with Jennifer Young. This is Dave Johnson. I know this from experience. And while the average agent in the D.C. region sells a home or two every month.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.